Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
An area nonprofit is doing their best to help children with cancer, and it all came about because of a pinky swear. What's the story? Let's go in-depth with Marion Marcor from Pella. Well, Mary, can you tell us a little bit about the history of the Pinky Swear Foundation?
You bet, Dr. Bob. So Pinky Swear came about. Mitch, 9 years old, he had terminal cancer. He was at the University of Minnesota. It was Christmas time, and he had overheard a family next to him crying because they couldn't afford Christmas presents, and Mitch didn't understand that. That just broke his heart. And so he was from that area. They had several fundraisers for his family, and they had put aside some money in Mitch's savings account, thinking when he got better, he could use that money for a trip or college or whatever Mitch wanted to do with that money. And so he knew he had that money. It was $6,000. And he said, Daddy, he goes, I want to go get my money out of the bank. His dad said, okay. So next day, they wheeled Mitch into the bank. He was by then in a wheelchair. He had bone cancer. $6,000, $100 bills. Mitch put those $100 bills in envelopes. He wrote, Love Mitch, XXOO. And that night, him and his dad went around to all the families on the floor who had kids with cancer, and he slipped those envelopes under the doors of all those rooms. And when they got done, Mitch looked at his dad, and he said, Dad, he goes, that was so fun. Can we do it next year? And his dad said, Well, buddy, he goes, you probably aren't going to be here next year. And he said, Well, then we need to pinky swear that you and Mom will help these families after I'm gone. And that was in 2002, and shortly after April, Mitch lost his battle with cancer, and the foundation was created shortly after that.
What a wonderful little boy.
Yeah, he has a huge heart, and that's why Pinky Swear, you know, we are all now keepers of that Pinky Swear, and so we're fundraising to help families who have kids with cancer.
Okay, and so how do you help the families?
Sure, so we have a grant program, and we work very closely with the social workers at the children's hospitals, and Janelle and Sarah here at the Blank Children's Hospital of Des Moines, and they identify families who might need our help, and we have a grant program, so families fill out these online grant requests, and we give them financial aid for basic needs, so rent, mortgage, auto payments, car repairs. A lot of these families, one of the parents have to stop working to make sure the child's taken care of or getting to treatments. And so we need to make sure that they stay financially stable because 1 out of 11 families who have a child with cancer will file bankruptcy. And if we can keep these families financially strong, that helps our community stay financially strong as well.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the Pinky Swear Foundation with Marion Marcor from Pella. And there's going to be an event coming up at Pella High. Would you tell us a little bit about that, Mark? It sounds fun.
It sure does. Bob, we've been thinking for some time now that it would be really nice to get the Pella Dutch and Lady Dutch players back for an alumni game. So this year we decided to not only have a game, but to try to link it to a very important cause. So the cause that we're playing for is Pinky Swear. And as Mary just explained, Pinky Swear is an outstanding organization that provides a lot of help to families who are in desperate need. So our event is going to be a Pella Community High School varsity basketball alumni game. We have a roster of 20 former players that, dating back to the class of 1979 all the way up to the class of 2016. We have both men and women players coming back. We're going to play at 6 o'clock p.m. on the night of Friday, December 30th at the Pella High Gymnasium. So, yeah, we're really excited. We're hoping that it's going to be a well-attended game because, obviously, we're trying to raise money. We're trying to raise awareness and also have a lot of fun.
There's all kinds of causes out there that one can support. But what got you into the Pinky Swear Foundation?
So Pinky Swear reached out to me through LinkedIn, and they were looking for someone to help them fill this position. And I've been in the nonprofit sector for the Central Iowa area for about 14 years. And I was intrigued by the organization helping families with a child with cancer because my daughter, 17 years ago, was diagnosed with leukemia. And she was 16 years old at the time and a junior in high school. And so I know what it's like to have your world turned upside down, financial crisis. And I was a single mom at the time, and I could have used a Pinky Swear Foundation financial help. So it's near and dear to my heart. And so after talking to Pinky Swear, it was decided that it would be a good match for me, and I'm just delighted to be able to help such a giving organization. And we're unique. So we partner with the other nonprofits who help these families, like Ronald McDonald House, Blank Children's Hospital. I have a strong relationship with all the nonprofits, and so we're creating the safety net for these families. Unfortunately, the treatment for a lot of the kids are about 2 years, so this is a long process. And one thing about Pinky Swear is we'll help these families more than once. So we've helped 22 families that have been seen at Blank in the last year. And of those 22 families, we've given out 28 grants. So we've helped three families twice. We've helped one family three times. So the support is there from Pinky Swear when it's needed.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the Pinky Swear Foundation with Mary and Mark Kaur from Pella. So you know exactly how these folks are feeling.
Right. So those non-medical expenses start adding up. Travel expenses to the treatments. We have some of our families here in Central Iowa that have to go to Mayo, University of Iowa. So their travel expenses and their hotel expenses start adding up pretty fast.
Well, and you've got this tragedy unfolding in your family, and then at the same time, it's driving you broke.
Right.
And so then you have this terrible burden that my child is in trouble, and it's just hard to think about this burden that people are in when they can't.
Right. And when the child is battling cancer, the whole family's faced with this emotional anguish, and it is tough financially. And so, we want to help those families. And, it affects the siblings because their world's turned upside down. So, they don't have they have a new normal. And we want to make sure that the families focus on taking care of that child who has cancer and not having to worry about the financial expenses when we can step in and help them. Our average gift is about $600, so it's significant.
Absolutely. And so that's part of where you come in too, Mark, is that the idea for the basketball game and get people to come and to donate for this great cause.
Well, it is a fundraiser, and we're charging $5 per person. If it's a family of five or more, the cost will be just a flat $20. Hy-Vee here locally, the Pella Hy-Vee, has donated food for concessions. So it's a 6 o'clock tip off, and if a family needs to, they can eat dinner at the gym. It's going to be a free will offering. We're also going to have a swag shop where some Pinky Swear gear is going to be available for purchase. And of course, we'll be accepting donations. So we're hoping that there'll be a very large and enthusiastic turnout Friday the 30th. And we just invite everybody to come.
I do a lot of interviews and have over the years, but the hardest ones for me are the kids with cancer,
right,
or something
mm-hmm.
wrong with the kids. It's just, you want to do something, anything you can do to help
right,
children.
Right. It's hard to see, see them fighting for their lives, literally. And, you know, we call our kiddos all-stars because they're living bravely with cancer. And we create the ones that we help if they want. We create these all-star cards. And the sweet sauce with Pinky Swear is we get kids to fundraise for kids. So when they want to do fundraising activities, we'll send them one of our all-star cards. And so they can fundraise in honor of Tristan or Jackson or Anna or one of our kiddos. And so it reminds them that they're helping. So that's Mitch's legacy, is giving back. And if 9-year-old Mitch can give back to other kids, you know, we encourage other kids to do that. And so that's kind of the special touch that Pinky Swear has, is getting kids to think about, you know, community service and getting back. And one thing I want to mention too is Hy-Vee is one of our premier sponsors, or it is our premier sponsor, and Derek Sparks and the Hy-Vee at Pella have also agreed to do a matching proceeds up to $250 for the night. So that's a great incentive for people to come out and help us raise that $250, so Derek and his employees will match that.
Now, I understand that the Pinky Swear Foundation is sort of new to Iowa, is that right? But it's been successful elsewhere, but you're already helping Iowa kids, and maybe even now or in the future, Marion County, our listening area kids.
Right. So Pinky Swear has been around since 2003 in the Minnesota area, and with our relationship with Hy-Vee 2 years ago, we've expanded into those markets. And so we've been helping families in Iowa for the past 2 years. So since then, we've helped about 80 families. We've helped a family as close to Pella as Knoxville, Indianola. You know, that's why we're doing this game, because we want to make sure those families who do have kids with cancer are aware of our organization.
To attend the basketball game, that would be a lot of fun. What day is that again?
It's going to be on Friday, the 30th of December.
All right, that'd be a lot of fun, but if we can't make it to the game, there's other ways to contribute, right?
You bet. So we have a website, pinkyswear.org. There's a donate button, and we'd appreciate anybody considering a gift, especially this time of year when people are thinking about giving back. We would love their financial support, and they can go online and make a gift.
And I'm presuming, like most foundations, you appreciate every gift, even the little ones.
You bet. Every dollar counts, Dr. Bob, and we appreciate that. And, you know, we've had families make gifts in honor or in memory of their family members who have had cancer. So it's a great way to give back, memorial or an honorarium type gift.
This is sort of the perfect time for your fundraiser, you know, at Christmas time, and we're all giving gifts to children and in celebration. And so just dig a little deeper and help these kids and these families in this difficult time.
Well, we really appreciate the opportunity to come in and discuss this this game and this cause. And we're hoping to see a lot of green and white clad people on the 30th.
Anything else that we should let the listeners know?
We do have a Facebook page. There's several out there. There's the Pinky Swear Foundation Facebook page, and then we have one, the Iowa/Des Moines Pinky Swear for Central Iowa, and we'd love to have people like us out there, and that'd be an easy way to keep in touch with us.
What's the best part of working with this foundation for you, Mark?
Well, I'm married to the Iowa director, for one thing, and also just the very fact that this is a cause that kind of in a lot of ways sells itself. There's no better recipient than children who are in a fight for their lives and the families who are trying to support them.
Best part for you?
It's that personal satisfaction that I'm helping people, and I understand what the struggles that they're going through. And I'm, you know, happy to say that my daughter is healthy and doing well, and she's actually giving back. She's a mental health therapist, and she works with kids. So it's an honor to be in this role, to help families, and, you know, it's hard for me not to get personally attached to some of these families. So I see their struggles every day and hear their stories, and, you know, I get those calls that a family's utility bill is unpaid and their electricity might be turned off, and I connect them with our program coordinator who can help them with that financial gift to make sure that electricity is kept on for those kids.
Thanks to Mary and Mark Kaur for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.